The firing. I fired my secretary today. It felt like murder, although I've never murdered anybody. I've never fired anybody, either, and it wasn't easy. I've tried before. It was always the right day early in the morning, my list of grievances sufficient. But by coffee break she seemed quite convivial, her faults perhaps imagined, and she was reprieved, day after day after day, despite her poor grammar and procrastination, her petty gossiping and unnecessary overtime, the unauthorized purchases and internet surfing. These I would enumerate, lying in bed, waking from dreams of murder or assault, too much water, not enough air, breathless, covered in sweat. I rationalized her shortcomings as my own, not enough clarity or direction, a failure of discipline or training. But by the light of day the faults were hers again, all the things she didn't do as I requested, all the things she did that were a waste of time, or insufficient, or quite plainly prohibited. I fired my secretary today. By 3 o'clock I had cased the house, considered witnesses, checked the locks, confirmed the escape route, still queasy and unsure, but determined to be a man, do the right thing, fire her ass. Then knew I wasn't that kind of man. Kindness is what was needed, and I was calmed by the patience I had exercised, by my own suffering on her behalf. The clock ticked on. The gun was loaded. I wavered. Thought myself both justified and cruel. Considered a hitman, a carefully crafted note which I could hand her as I made my escape, a cowardly dog. In the final minutes she chatted away on the telephone, cheerfully unaware of the grizzly bear outside her tent, Raskolnikov at the door. Then she put away her things, pens, memo pad, paper clips. She switched off her computer, turned and looked at me. I fired. Her mouth dropped open, the room filled with the stench of gunpowder. I turned and raced for the door, forgetting my hat and coat, hoping it wasn't raining, trusting that the getaway car was there, that I had the keys.